The views are always better from the back. Action! The show giving you my perspectives on movies. I got my snacks, and I'm ready to share my views. I'm your host, Mundo. Roll it! Guys, I have a confession. I'm not sure if you noticed or not, but I'm addicted to movies. Yes, I'm a movie junkie, and I'm proud of it. This is another episode of Views from the Back Row. And yes, this is a safe place. I'm here to give you my perspectives on all things movies. And you can only find me here on the CWF Network, where we bring you big content in small pieces. This is your boy, Mundo. Well, this is another trailer update. Basically, I tell you my thoughts on these movie trailers and forecast a grade. Of course, when the movie finally comes out, we will revisit this episode and I will be able to tell you, I told you so. For those who follow me hard body, you should already know what I'm going to say next. Always remember, Mundo knows best, you silly wabbit. So I hope you have some honey in that kitchen cabinet, because the first movie trailer we are going over is Say My Name, and his name is Candyman. This trailer dropped just last week, and I already see people shook on their social media pages. Some are saying, no way, Jose. No way in hell are they going to go see this reboot directed by Jordan Peele. For me, I absolutely enjoyed this first trailer. When I saw those young ladies saying his name in the girls' bathroom, and then they tried to exit, and the door was jam locked closed, I was like, y'all about to get it now. Let the screams begin. I can smell sweet blood in the air. Well, our main actor returns to an all-new gentrified Cabrini Green, which used to be the project's located in Chicago. And he's digging up the past. And you know what happens when you go searching for shit, right? Well, it is not confirmed, but I am pretty sure our lead actor, Yahya Abdul-Mateen, who plays Anthony McCoy, is the baby who was saved from the fire in the very first movie. Well, if you can remember, in the first movie, when a young mother named Anna Marie McCoy went batshit crazy on that white girl because she thought she killed her baby. Such a great scene. She was screaming and hollering all over that crib for her baby. Well, Anthony, of course, having no recollection of being in the arms of this household name, I'm sure it sparked up some interest for him. Yeah, you could say he was kind of like a stepdaddy to Anthony. Anthony is an artist, and Candyman is his muse, bringing this urban legend back to life, spreading the story, and inviting and daring all to look in the mirror and say his name. Summon the monster. The best clip has to be when Vivica Fox stopped homeboy in his tracks from saying his name, hand motions and all. We don't say his name here. Side note, black don't crack. Vivica Fox is looking good. But yeah, she shut his ass up real quick. I can remember doing my Did It Age Well episode of the 1992 Candyman, and I asked my listeners to head to the bathroom, and we were going to say his name 5 times in the mirror together. Well, I chickened out, and I didn't follow through, but I think I'm ready to face my fears today. So, I'm going to head to the bathroom again, and I need you to go to yours, or turn to the closest mirror in your house. And we're going to finally get through this together. So I'm going to give you some time to get yourself together, okay? Are you in front of the mirror yet? If you don't get your ass up and stop being so scared, okay? You ready? All right. Candyman. 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 candy corn. Hell no, I ain't saying his name 5 times in a row. You could forget about that shit. My ass is not even next to a mirror. I was just trying to test you to see if you were crazy or not. For those who said it the 5th time, I'm sure you have a hook in your back right now, gagging up blood. But I'm grateful for you tuning into this episode. As a kid, I was petrified of homeboy, and to this day, I still am. I don't give a damn if it's just a movie, his ass, or that Bloody Mary bitch is not allowed in my house. Not today, not tomorrow, not never. I wouldn't be surprised if a new challenge emerges, the candy challenge, because the kids nowadays don't really care about their lives. But I am forecasting 4 Mundo heads for this reboot. Yes, get ready, because this one is going to sting. All right, another trailer I would like to go over is Fast and the Furious 9. Yep, we are back on the road again with Dom, Letty, and the rest of the family. So I'm going to give it to you guys straight. I think this one is going to be a flop. So this time around, Dom's younger brother, played by John Cena, is in the picture, and he is our antagonist. Now, my question is, no mention of a secret brother? And this is the 9th movie? All these years? And he finally shows his face? Alright, whatever. Okay, I know this is the movie world, but I don't see no resemblance between the two. And I don't care if they have different daddies. Also, John Cena is not giving me anything in this trailer. That mean scowl on his face looks so fake. Yeah, I see you, John. I do believe not having The Rock and Jason Statham still in the mix, this gas tank is going to be left on empty. I guess it's all good to tag in new acts. Also, we know Fast and the Furious are over the top with their stunts in their movies, but in this trailer, they just seem unrealistic. Ain't no way in hell your car is swinging from a rope like Tarzan to get to the next cliff. I'm sorry to say, but F9 is gonna crash and burn. If it was up to me, I would have capped it when Paul Walker died, but this franchise is a cash cow. I do expect at least one more Fast and the Furious because it only makes sense to end off with 10, but I don't want to see any more movies after 10. Cardi B made it onto the set, and I'm wondering what she's going to be doing. We also have Dom's sister getting her hands greasy, and they also brought Han back, who's supposed to be dead. Confused much? I can't wait for them to explain this one. But I'm going to have to forecast 2 Mundo heads for this 9th installment. I really want to say 1 Mundo head, but we shall see. Now, you can check out both trailers on YouTube, of course, and both these movies come out in the summer, which is the perfect time to be released. Well, that was my trailer update. Hit your boy up on the CWF Network hotline at 347-719-3350. I want to know what you think about these 2 trailers, and will you be heading to the theaters when it comes out? Thanks for tuning into another episode of Views from the Back Row. Quick combos for your mind. Go follow your boy. Just head to Facebook and look me up at Mundo's Movie Review. I'm always on Facebook, so that's where I'll be. Also, go follow the CWF Network on the gram at CWFP_. Well, that's it, movie junkies. Well, come on, bring it on in. It's time for a Mundo group air hug. Don't that feel good? Well, I'll be back here next week, so your ass better come back for the next episode. This is your boy Mundo on the CWF Network. Be my victim.
This is the CWF Network, where we bring you big content in small pieces. Follow us on Instagram at CWFP_. Okay, bye.